Today's shiur will be beginning at the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Omud Beis in Maseches Bava Basra. Last time we were introduced to the concept of a chazoka, proof of ownership that one gains after youth over a course of 3 years. We also saw in the Mishnah Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, who held that it's not necessarily 3 years all the time, but it could be even after three crops, three harvestings, one also gains a chazakah. We discovered that the Hol Chayusha that you saw on Chof Ches Amud Aleph was Rabbi Yishmael. And Hol Chayusha, namely Rabbi Yishmael, learned his concept of three from the Shor HaMuad, the shor that after three gorings changes its status from a shor tam to a shor hamuad. The Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shmuel in terms of chazaka. Chazaka must be through use over 3 full years. What is their source? And with that point, the Gemara will be beginning. That's our firebox. That's 4 lines from the bottom. And between the Gemara and the Tosfos, you notice a Roman number 2, because this is a second approach to that of Rabbi Yishmael's, but a different approach. The note on the side features an explanation of the triangles that your eye probably has already caught. And as you scan the next omid, you'll notice the triangles continue. What do they represent? So our note on the side says, under the Nosei Mivneh heading, topic and structure note, the triangles are Makoros Legimel Shanim Lefi HaRabbanan. They are sources for the 3 years that are necessary to gain Chazaka Lefi HaRabbanan, the less Lehu Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbanan that do not hold from Rabbi Shmuel. We're also going to notice another recurring marking, this dashed diagonal underline. Each time they will be under Abaye's name, and you can see that as your eye scans to the next omud. These are Kushyosov Shel Abaye Al Kol Tshuva. We're going to be provided a source for the 3 years, but each time the Gemara provides what it thinks is a source, Abaye is going to challenge it. Continuing in the Gemara itself, Ula Rabbonon Mai, according to the Rabbonon, what is the source of the 3 years? Omar Rav Yosef, Kro Ksiv, there's a source in a Pasuk. Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu is talking at this point, the prophet Yirmiyahu is talking at this point where the Jews are going to be sent to exile. And he tells them as follows. It says, Sodois Bakesef Yiknu, V'chosoif Basefer V'chosom. If you're interested in buying fields, buy them, but make sure that you have shtoros, documents, that are written and signed. Have witnesses signing them. Sheharei, Novi Oimeid V'eser, Umazir Al Achasisrei. The Novi is speaking in the 10th year of King Tzidkio and telling them, warning them concerning their purchases as far as this year and the next year. What is he in effect saying? He's in effect saying we're only going to be here this year and next year, and then we're leaving. And if you want to make purchases and guarantee your holdings for some future time, you better have these shtoros. So what do we see? We see that within 2 years, they are not able to gain a chazaka. 2 years, no. But if they would be there for 3 years, then yes. Omale Abaye. Abaye raises an objection. This is indicated by the kuf that's on the side of the Gemara, between the Gemara and the Tosfos. You notice a kuf with a circle and a vertical dashed line. This vertical dashed line indicates the extent of the question, that all of the following lines until the end of this particular marking are dedicated to developing Abaye's objection. He says, Dilma Hasam Eitza Toivo Kamashmalan. Could be that in the case of Yirmiyo, he's not stating a halacha. Could be that a chazok is gained after 1 year. So if that be the case, why is he so insistent upon them preparing shtoros and signed by witnesses? So this could all be part of an Eitza Toivo. The Rashi at the bottom of the Omid, Eitza Toivo Kamashmalan, Kloima. La'olam chazoka havyo b'shono achas. The Eitza Toivo Kamashmalan. Shiyehei shtoro biyodo muchon l'raya. That these purchasers would have documents available to be whipped out any time. V'lo yizokek li'edim. And he won't be necessary for him to fetch witnesses. K'shiyeoru alav. When their ownership comes under protest, they won't have to search around to find witnesses. Have a shtar ready. Simple eitz, a good piece of advice. In truth, it could be that a chazok is after 1 year, but if you don't have a document and someone challenges your ownership, you're going to have to bring witnesses saying that you were there for that year. The Gemara continues to prove Abaye's contention that this whole discussion with the prophet, with Yirmiyo, is merely a matter of a piece of advice and not a formal halacha. The pasuk also says, in the case of Yirmiyo's suggestions to the people, "Bonu botim v'shevu, v'nitu ganos v'ichlu espirion." My komar, he's saying, build houses, live in them, plant vineyards, gardens, and consume their fruits. What's he saying there? What does he mean by telling them to build houses and consume the fruits of their plantings? He's giving them good advice, saying, we're not going to be weaving tomorrow. Build houses, enjoy it for the time being. What is that? It's got to be an Eitz Toiva, Hochanami. So too, when he was telling them to prepare shtaros, Eitz Toiva, Kamashmalon. The Rashi at the top says, V'ilo te'mahochi, Hare sholach Yirmiyah, le'oison shoyu b'bovel, shegolu im yechonya, yud aleph shona koydem golo sitgo. The same prophet had sent to those that were in Bovel, that had been sent to exile 11 years earlier. The exile was in two stages. It was first in the time of Yechonya, and then 11 years later in the time of Sitkio. So he sent to them in Bovel, Bonu Botim Veshevu, He rotates to Misham Ad Melois LeBovel Shivim Shana. You're not leaving tomorrow. You're going to be there till a completion of 70 years from the exile arrives. Loma Leila Hazira Malzos. What does he have to tell them about that? Well, it's a Teva Kamash Malan. Do Masi Oisam, that he's giving them good advice. Ochanami Eitz Toivo Ba'almo, he so too to the people here in Eretz Yisrael that he's talking to, telling them to prepare shtaros. It's part of a good idea. Have a shtar ready so that you don't have to find witnesses to back up your claim. Gemara continues. Teda, further proof, so to speak, that all of his comments were part of an Eitza Tova, Dichtiv. He says, in the context of the Shtoros, which is in Yirmiyo Lamed Beis, that he was telling the people in Eretz Yisrael prior to their Golos, he said to them, Unesatom b'klicheres l'man yamdu yomim rabim. Put your Shtoros in earthenware vessels so that they will hold up for a long time. So you see that he's talking even about how to preserve the shtaros. That's not a halacha. That's a piece of good advice. So we can extrapolate from this that all of his speech there was part of good advice and not a statement of halacha, namely 2 years you won't get a chazoka, but had you been able to remain 3, you would. Not so. The Gemara continues in its search for a source of 3 years according to the Rabbanan. Ela Omar Rava. Shosa year, Kamaisa. After 1 year, you have someone occupying a piece of land. Mochil Inish. The actual owner will overlook it. He'll be mochil. He'll be forgiving concerning that. Tarti mochil. 2 years as well, he'll be forgiving. Tlas lo mochil. But 3 years, he wouldn't overlook that. He wouldn't be mochil. That's to be forgiving. Omar le Abaye. Elo me'ato. If it be so that after 2 years, a person is mochel, ki hodra ara, let us say that there was a protest within 2 years, and the occupier, let us just say, could not produce a shtar, what happens? The land goes back. So when the land goes back, tehader labar mipiri, let it be returned to the owner, without having to compensate for the fruits. Lomo Omer Rav Nachman, so why is it that Rav Nachman rules Hodra Ara the Hodra Peri? That when the land is restored, it's restored together with the value of the fruits that he consumed. But you told me that there was Mechila that was taking place up till 3 years. We see that that is not the proper analysis. Because had it been so, Rav Nachman wouldn't have said that there you have to restore the fruits. The fellow was forgiving. Ela Omar Rava. Restatement of what Rava is really saying. We're calling this Rava. This is answer two, Beis. The first answer had been provided by Rav Yosef. That was called number one. The second responder was Rava. We call it two. But we saw that the first response of Rava, when he appeared, was ran up against difficulty. So we call him 2 Aleph. So this now is 2 Beis. Hello, Morova. Shosa Kamaisa lo kopid inish. Tarti lo kopid. Tlas kopid. That after 1 year, a person is not makpid. A person is not intolerant. I'm not going to use the word forgiving. That's not accurate at this point. But we'll have to talk about tolerant. So after 1 year, a person is not intolerant, or we could say is tolerant. After 2 years, a person remains tolerant. However, after 3 years, he wouldn't tolerate some illegal character from occupying his land. That's the idea of tlos kovid. Amare Abaye, Elo Me'ato. If chazaka is based on tolerance, Kegonhani debay Bar El Yoshiv. What about fields owned by this Bar El Yoshiv family? The Kapti Afilu Aman de Cholef Amitzra didhu. They express their intolerance even if someone crosses their border. Hachi Nami, are you going to say the La Alter Havi Chazoka that if someone were using property that was known to have been owned by Bar El Yoshiv, he uses it for a day, are you going to say that he thereby gains a chazaka? We know that's not the case. V'chitema hochinami, and if you say, yeah, that's true. Im kain, nosato devorecho l'shiurin, then you have made a halacha, you've created a halacha that has no official standard. That's the idea of nosata devarcha. Your words are lishirin, are subject to different measures, different standards. And when formulating halacha, we don't do things like that. We have a standard form. And that being the case, and we know 3 years is the shitas rabbanan. So the 3 years is not something that's determined by tolerance. Elo omar rova. Rova, this is 2 gimel. Third, we call it a restatement of Rava. Shosa kamaisa mizdair inish b'shtare. The first year that a person is on a piece of land, he will also watch his shtar, saves his documents. Or in certain countries, that they save their canceled checks. This idea of saving, some people save their water bills. How long do they save it? So in this case, we're talking about the shtar, the sale document. Person watches his document of sale there, where which would have indicated that he bought it for 1 year. Tarti utzlas mizayir, 2 years, 3 years, up till 3 years, he'll watch it. Tfei lo mizayir, but beyond 3 years, he doesn't watch it. So the chazaka of 3 years is a function of our really asking a question, hey, where's your shtar? So the occupier will be able to say that after 3 years have gone by since I bought it from you, and that's why I don't have the shtar anymore. People don't watch their documents after 3 years. Notice how we've said, I bought it from you. That's a chazaka she yesh imotayna, I bought it from you. And as far as you're asking me, where's the shtar? But 3 years have gone by, and I don't have it anymore. If a chazaka is a function of watching of shtar, how long does a person watch a shtar? If that be the case, machol shelo b'fanav, a protest that's issued but not in front of the occupier, lo tehevei machol, it shouldn't be considered good when we know it is good, but it shouldn't be considered an effective protest. The occupier should have been able to say, imochis vapoi, if you would have protested in front of me, have mizdaharno b'shtar, I would have watched my shtar. The Gemara answers, the protest is effective even if it's not in his presence, and this claim, had I known you protested in front of me, then I would have watched, is not a claim. The Omar Lay, the protester, the original owner, the Morakama, the original owner, can say back, what, I had to protest in front of you? Chavroch, Chavro Islay. The Chavroch, Chavro Islay. That's, as we explained previously on the Omid before, that something called word of mouth. I protested in front of my friend, and my friend had his friends, and word eventually got to you. And you knew about my protest, so why didn't you watch your shtar? And of course, we're talking about a protest within the first 3 years. The note on the side of our Gemara, as you've noticed, there's a slash in the text indicating a new discussion. The Nosei on the side says, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, Boi liyos gimel shanim ritzufos. The 3 years has to be 3 years in continuity. Velo mikutois, and not fractions of 3 years. Umefuzoros, nor spread out 3 years. 3 years of use over the course of 6 years of time. That wouldn't be good. This is Rav Huna's din. Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim Sha'amru, Hu Sha'ochlan Ritzufos. The 3 years that we've said gains a person ownership, that's provided he has used the land and benefited from it over a course of 3 continuous years, and not mifuzorois, not spread out, not 3 years spread out over a longer course of time. Gemara asks, what do I need Rav Huna for? My komash malon, tanina. The Mishnah itself says that in so many words. It says, cheskoson shalosh shanim miyom liyom. You notice the frame, these words that appear in a frame, they are a Tanaic source. In this case, it's our Mishnah. But in the Shas Ozer pre-marked Gemara edition that many of you are viewing on your screens, and some of you may have already ordered your text editions, in book form, these framed sources are Tanaic, whether they be Mishnayos or Brisos. And we're asking on Rav Huna as an Amora from a Tanaic source, how can you say what you did when what you said isn't really necessary? We already have a precedent for it from the Mishnah. The Mora answers, Mahu detemo miyoim liyoim, laafuke mikutois. I, without Rav Huna, would have thought that the Mishnah, when it says miyom liyom, is trying to exclude mikutos, partial years, three partial years. So the Mishnah is saying, I need three full years. Uli oilom afilu mefuzaros. But as far as the Mishnah is concerned, they could be spread out. Komash malon, therefore I need Rav Huna to tell me, the three full years, not only are they not partial, but they're also not to be spread out. When you see in the Gemara the term komash malon, it therefore comes to tell me, there's always a hidden pronoun in that expression. It's upon the person learning the Daf Gemara to define who or what is it that tells me that. In this case, komash malon Rav Huna comes to tell me that it should not be mefuzaros either. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new form, new geometric form, which is, we've explained in the past, but for first-time users, worth noting again. These geometric forms indicate a series or something of a recurring nature, and it attempts to draw your eye to find parallel or repetitive forms of the same nature. In this case, on this particular Omid, you're not going to see any more of these forms, but the key on the side tells you already. It says there's a Mivneh note on the side of your page, and it says Ad Omid Beis, that this form will continue to Omid Beis, and you can note, you can scroll down on your screen or turn the page if you have the text in front of you. Umodeh. These are, and as we've noted on the side, Mikrim Miuchodim Shebohem Deois Elu Oizvim Es Emdosam, that the shitas, the opinions that were stated, in this case Rav Huna's opinion was stated, we're going to encounter special cases that they will be departing from their particular position. In this case, you'll notice Rav Huna stated something, and then we have the Umodi Rav Huna in this particular geometric form. On Omid Beis, we're going to have this form appearing where it says Umode Marzutra. Well, Marzutra will say something 2 lines from the bottom on this Omid Aleph, on Chof Tes Omid Aleph. You'll notice Marzutra saying something. And the same thing is going to take place where we'll find him departing from his stated halacha. That having been said, let us see the point upon which Rav Huna departs from his stance. Omar Rav Chama Umoidi Rav Huna. Rav Huna will concede that there is such a thing as a chazaka of 3 years that are spread out. Ba'asri, in a location, the Moivri Bagi. Moivri has to do with leaving fields fallow. Where fields in the Bagi, the valley, the region of fields, the Moivri, where they leave them fallow. If that's the accepted use, in other words, they will plant and cultivate their field year one. Year two, they leave it fallow. Year three, they plant again and cultivate it. Year four, they leave it fallow. Year five, they cultivate it. So in such a case, he gains his use of the land of 3 years, but only after 5 years went by. So we say that Rav Huna concedes that there, 3 years, mefuzaros, will be a chazaka. Why do people do this? It's to preserve the health of the fields. It's an agricultural technique that, to this very day, different places adopt this. The Gemara says, if you're describing a case that's Asra de Movri Bagi, Pshita, I don't need Rav Chama to tell me that Rav Huna would concede his point over here. What's the significance of Rav Chama's observation concerning Rav Huna? Lo, Sricha, I need Rav Chama. De Ika de Mover, De Ika de Lo Mover. The region in discussion is not uniform in their practice. Some people practice this fallow approach, leaving fallow approach, and some people practice intense crop growth. The high gavra, the person under question, the occupier, movra, he is one of those that's leaving it fallow over alternating years. Mahu detemo, without Rav Chama, I would have thought, motzi amale, the mocher would be able to say, im isa de dido chavoy, if it were really so that it belonged to you, iboyaloch lemizra, then you should have planted. Ah, you didn't plant, it's a sign you're not the real owner. Komash malon, the amale, Rav Chama informs us, as far as Rav Huna is concerned, the occupier could say, Omar Lay, the occupier could say to the protester, Chado Aro Bekule Bago Lo Motsino Lintar, that if I were to cultivate it, when so many around me are not cultivating it, I'd have to provide watchmen guarding special security systems for my field alone. That's too much. We've seen in a previous Gemara such an attempted claim in the issue of property division amongst heirs, but this logic, though in that particular sugya was rejected, here it's acceptable logic, where for instance I left it fallow because the other people around me were leaving it fallow also, and I didn't want to have to bear all of the watchman expenses alone. Therefore, that's why I left it fallow. But my leaving it fallow wasn't a function of lack of real ownership. The inami, another legitimate response the occupier can offer in explaining why he left it fallow. Bahochi nicholi de avdat fei. I prefer having left it fallow because in the next year of cultivation it will produce much more. As we said in the past and worth repeating from time to time, the chazaka is a form of provocative use, meaning it's a type of use that demonstrates ownership as opposed to thievery. That when an occupier uses it in such a way that a legitimate owner would use it, then if there's no protesting, he gains ownership. In this case, therefore, his leaving it fallow is characteristic of a real owner, because real owners are interested in getting maximum production in subsequent years. Tanan. Gemara cites a quote from the Mishnah. Cheskas habatim. That's the beginning of our Mishnah. Namely, that ownership of houses, likewise, is gained through use over 3 years. When we speak of ownership as gain, we're primarily referring to proof of ownership. The chazokas here are not a cheskas kinyan, they're not the actual transaction, it's simply a proof of ownership in the absence of a shtar that we say after 3 years, you gain this proof of ownership. What's characteristic of the houses? V'hal botim de biyamama yadi, v'lelya lo yadi. People are available to see use of the house during the day. At nighttime, everyone's asleep. No one sees me using this house at night. In effect, this is mefuzar. The 3 years are not a continuum. And yet, we say after 3 years, he gains proof of ownership. We're going to take a look at the Rashbam commentary. At this point in Maseches Bava Basra, the Rashi commentary ceases. And that was noted in the text, in the Rashi column in the upper part of the page. The There's some bold-faced words that say Ad Kan Pirush Rashi Zatzal Nikanvel Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Meir, the Rashbam, a grandson of Rashi, a member of the school of Bali Tosfos. He provides the running commentary in place of Rashi through till the end of the Masechta. So we'll be referring to the Rashbam from time to time. We're going to look at the Rashi in the middle of the, almost in the middle of the wider lines under the Gemara, the Leil Yelo Yadi. During the nighttime, people don't see my use of the house. V'afilu hochi havyo chazoka. The Bishlam Ogabi Sode v'chol hanach ein darken lasos melocha b'layla. In the case of field use, it's not customary to use fields at night, to cultivate, to harvest, to do all kinds of fields activity at night. Ukshimamidim Eidim al Malechas Yemei Sholosh Shanim Arezu Chazaka. And therefore, if I can produce witnesses that could testify that he's been using it during all the days of the 3 years, that would be sufficient for Chazaka, because that's how owners use fields. As we've said, Chazaka is gained through use that is characteristic of an owner. An owner uses his fields during the daytime only. Aval Batim Shederech Lodur Bohem Balayla. But houses that part of ownership of houses use at night as well. V'hu ein yochol lahavi edim shu dor af olelos. And this guy can't bring witnesses, as we think at this point in the learning. He can't bring witnesses that saw him there at night as well. V'kivon de les le sahadi witnesses. He doesn't have witnesses al halelos. Havuluhu mefuzoros. The years are spread out. They're not. It's not continuous. If Rav Huna's contention is correct, the protester could say, I saw you weren't there at a given night, and therefore I didn't bother protesting the Golas Adaitoch by your not using it as at night, as I claim. You've revealed the Lav Didoch Havoi. They're trying to get away with it, as we said, like a thief would use something. Try to use it such a way it doesn't arouse, doesn't. It's not provocative. It doesn't arouse the protest of outsiders. Amai havya chazaka. Therefore, why is the use of a house, according to Rav Huna, why is that considered a good chazaka when, in effect, it's shalosh shana mifuzaros? The Gemara provides a response. Rav Huna needs ritzufos. Shalosh shanim ritzufos. He needs continuous use. And as far as the question about house use and the nighttime, let's take a look at the note on the side, because we're about to encounter another geometric form. And the nosei mivneh, the topic and the structure note, are the diamonds that you see are shtei tshuvos lahasbir. Two answers to explain Sha'al Botim Yesh Edus Gam Al Hashimush Balelos. There, in fact, is testimony available concerning house use at night. Umemelo Ein Cheskos Mufuzaros. And the result being that it's not Mufuzar, just like Rav Huna wanted. Let's see this in the Gemara. Mar Abaye. Man Masid Abotim. Who would be expected to be the witnesses concerning houses, house use? Shivavi. Shivavi are neighbors. Shivavi may the yadi be amamu v'leila. Neighbors are well aware of use not only by day but at night as well. What do neighbors not know? Rava Omar. Rava explains kagon to asu beitre the amri. An example of testimony concerning the night could be in the following. Two people come along and say, the two people will be our witnesses. They come and tell us, Anan Agrinon Mine, we rented from the current owner the Darinon Bay Tlas Shonin Biyamamu Valevia. We've paid our rent to the current owner, and we've dwelled there day and night. So you have witnesses talking about the nighttime as well.
Omar le Rav Yema le Rav Ashi. Honey, these guys who are claiming to be renters, renters who have paid their money already, of course they have to say that this guy is the owner. Hani noigin beidusan hein. They have a vested interest in their testimony, which, as is known, in the case of testimony that's said with the suspicion that he had a vested interest is not legitimate, it's not acceptable testimony. How is it that they are considered nogea beidus, that they have this vested interest? The e lo amri hachi, if they wouldn't have said that this is the owner, amrinon, this is the owner, and we've been here day and night showing that he's the owner. Amrinon lehu, we would turn to them and say, zilu hovu le agar beis alahai. Well, if they wouldn't give testimony proving ownership of this guy, so this second fellow wouldn't be the owner, and they've been living there, they said they've been living there, they'd have to pay again to the first guy. So it's very important for them, these guys who paid out their money, paid out their rent money, to establish that the one they paid it to is the owner. Omar le, Rav Ashi says back to Rav Yemar, Daini d'shvili, daini hochi. Dayonim, judges that are non-expert, only they would accept such testimony. In other words, what Rava suggested about two witnesses claiming they rented, etc., and being the source of information concerning the night, would never be under circumstances where they testified, we paid our money already to this guy, and we lived there day and night, guaranteeing that this guy, the second fellow, is the real owner. Rather, mi lo askinon. Rather, what's the case that Rava was describing? Kagon, the Nikiti Agar Besa. These renters didn't pay out the rent money yet. They're holding their money in their hands, the Amri, and they're saying, they're Laman Leisfe, to whom should we give it? So what's the case that we're describing? You have two fellows that are holding their 3 years' worth of rent money, and they're saying, we rented it from this guy, and we've been living here for 3 years, day and night. So you have the night testimony, use of house during night time. And they want to know, should we pay him the money? But what do we gain from this? We gain from this testimony concerning use of house day and night over 3 years, by which we can then turn to the protester and say, why didn't you protest up till now? That you didn't protest up till now shows us that the second guy could very well be the owner with his claim that he bought it and he doesn't have the shtar anymore, because people don't watch their shtaros for more than 3 years. And if our only concern was mefuzoros, that we don't have testimony concerning the nighttime, well, we do have testimony concerning the use of the house at night. And hence our ability to sustain the ownership on the part of the second guy. In the edition of Gemara that we're using, and as appears for many of you on your screens, and those of you who acquire the book form, notice there's a semicolon. The semicolon indicates that this is not a direct flow of thought, but rather a new idea, though it's part of the general sugya of chazokas and tainis and claims. And this is a point that the Rashbam mentions, that this is a milsa ba'api napsha. This is a self-contained point. Before we go on, we'll take advantage of the topic heading, serve as introduction to the sugya, by looking at the outside margin, the nosei. Dino shomar zutra. Afapi delo bo'inon shia'idu b'feirush
al hashimush belelos bebayis. When witnesses come and say that so-and-so has been using it for 3 years, we don't expect them to detail their testimony by saying he was there 3 years and used it during the nights as well. As far as testimony is concerned, it's sufficient if he says, the witnesses say he's been there for 3 years. Im, the note continues, im ta'an hama'arer, if the protester desires or claims shiyovi hamachzik edim al halelos, the protester insists on the occupier producing witnesses that he was in fact there at night, tanose taina, we grant his request, his claim is a good claim, and we'll then insist that the occupier bring witnesses that he was there at night. So once again, letter of the law for beginning of case is witnesses testify 3 years without saying anything explicitly about the use of the house at nights. Omar Marzutra, v'i to'in v'omar, if the protester, the ma'arer, would say, le sutre sadi le'asudi le d'dor be'tlosa shoni v'imama uvalela, I want two witnesses to come and testify that the occupier was there 3 years, day and night, tanose taina. That's a legitimate claim. Therefore, the occupier would have to bring witnesses that he was there day and night. However, umoidi marzitra. As we noted previously, this geometric form in this particular sugya denotes where the particular opinion departs from his stance. His stance had been that we require testimony concerning day and night if so insisted upon. Here he will say, not necessary, that the occupier won't have to produce that. That's in the case of Beroichlin Hamachzirin Bayorois. Let me restate this to be more accurate. Marzutra said that ordinarily, if a person doesn't claim, I want testimony concerning the nighttime, then we don't have to hear testimony concerning the nighttime, unless it's specifically requested. This case, and we're restating our explanation more accurately than we stated before, in this case, even though there wasn't specific request concerning use at night, there is a case that Beis Din will intervene and issue that request even though the protester did not request thusly. Beroichlin Hamachzirin Ba'yorois. Beroichlin are merchants that travel, traveling salesmen. They travel, go from city to city. The Afagav de Lo To'an Taninon Le Anan, that even though he didn't specifically request testimony concerning the night use, we will place that claim on his behalf. Let's take a look at the Rashbam at the top of the Omid. Hochi Garcina Moide Marzutra Baruch Lemachzir Bayoros, the Afagav Vechule, Afagav de Svira Le Marzutra, the Itoin Tanose Taina, Aval Onu Loi Nitoin Bishvilo. Even though Marzutra held that if a person insists on the night use, we'll accept that request, but on our own we will not issue that request for him. Moidihu hecho dehavi ma'arer roichel hamechazir bayorois limkor kishutei noshim. We actually saw a reference to this in the second parak in the sugya dealing with competition, that if the owner, original owner, was a cosmetic salesman selling these women's needs, the Eino Chozer Le'iro Ki'im Lizman Oroch, he doesn't come back to town until long periods of time lapse, the Afagav de Lo To'in Le'si Machzik Sadi de Dor Bo Retzufos Yomim V'Layla, even though he doesn't claim, I want to hear witnesses that he lived there, the occupier was there consecutive years, day and night, Anan Kanino Le, we will issue this request on his behalf. The Dilma Mishum Dilo Kavio Bamaso Irsig Zebeveso. It could be that the occupier is actually underhanded. He chose the right house to squat in. He knew that the owner doesn't show up regularly, and therefore he parked himself in that particular location. And when the original owner would come, namely this traveling salesman would come, he would deliberately leave the house. And the ma'arer, the traveling salesman, would never know that there was someone trying to occupy his house. And as far as the silence of the owner, that can easily be explained by these circumstances. Unlike regular cases of the owner being in proximity, silence over 3 years is in effect a concession of ownership. He's conceding that he's no longer the owner. Otherwise, why was he quiet for 3 years? Hilkoch, in this case, his silence could be easily explained by his long periods of absence. If the owner of the house happens to have been a traveling salesman, then you better be careful that you either watch your star for more than 3 years, that's one solution, or you're going to have to produce witnesses that you were there for 3 years consecutively every single night as well. Continuing in the Gemara. Umoide, Rav Huna. Notice that before this phrase, we again had a semicolon because we're not engaged in a flow of ideas, a continuous flow, but rather we're jumping back to Rav Huna. And since Rav Huna is being discussed here on Amud Beis, that's why we chose to start our use of this particular shape already on Amud Aleph, where after Rav Huna made his initial comment, we noticed once there was Moda Rav Huna in the field, in the fallow approach to cultivation, the leaving fallow of fields, where he conceded that I don't need the Mefuzaros. Where Mefuzaros would be accepted. I don't need Ritzufos. Rav Huna concedes I don't need consecutive use, but Mefuzaros would be sufficient. Likewise, Umoide Rav Huna, even though Rav Huna requires Ritzufos, he will be Moide Bechanusa de Mechuza, in the Mechuza stores, to the Yamama Avida, the Leila Lo Avida. These stores were used by day only. They were not used at night. So even though in the case of Cheskes Habatim, we require use day and night, and we saw that if a person insists on witnesses that could testify concerning the night, he better produce it. In this case, there is no expectation of use at night. They're not used at night. Therefore, regular ownership is expressed through use by day alone, and that would be considered a sufficient chazaka, 3 years of daytime use. There's a slash that appears in your Gemara indicating a new idea about to come up. Before we do that, we'll take advantage of our introductory note on the side, no say. The topic heading, Shnayim Shekonu Shibcha. Two people bought a maidservant together, Vishtam Shubo Vishonim Lesirugim. And these people, each one used or took advantage of the use of this, of the services of this maidservant, non-consecutive years, but rather Sirugin alternating years. So one gentleman would use her year 1, 3, and 5, 7, 9, etc. And the other one would use her year 2, 4, and 6, etc. The Gemara. Rami Bar Chama v'Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Zovun Hahi Amso Bahadi Adodi. They purchased a particular maidservant together in partnership. Mor Ishtamishba Rishon Shlishis V'Chamishis. One used her first year, third year, fifth year. Mor ishtamish bo shniyah, revius, vishishis. And the other gentleman used her second, fourth, and sixth years. As you can see, use in non-consecutive years, alternating years. Nofak Aror Ilua. A protest came forth concerning her, challenging them as not being legitimate owners. Asu Lekamei de Rava. The case came before Rava Omar Lahu. Rava turned to them and said, Rava's comment is enclosed in quotation marks, he's going to speak now for 2.5 lines. My taimo avisu hachi, why is it that you used her in this particular way, in this alternating year fashion? Ki hechi delo tachsuku adodi, so as to ensure that neither one of you would gain a chazoka on the other. We don't have 3 consecutive years, and of course we're following Rav Huna's instructions of Sholosh Shonim Ritzufos. So the explanation of their use in this alternative year fashion was that they shouldn't gain a chazaka one on the other. Well, you're getting cooked in their own juice, so to speak. Just like one on the other, you did not neither one gained a chazaka. With respect to the entire world as well, you guys don't have a chazaka. So they're in trouble. However, the Gemara qualifies this particular din concerning youth over alternating years. No chazaka. That's what we just said. V'lo amoran elo delo kosuv itra. I think you find sometimes the girsa itida. This halach is true that there is no chazaka, provided that there was never a document signed describing their division. Avokosav itida or itra kola islay. Had there been this a document prepared and signed indicating that they divided the use of this woman in over alternating years, this produced a coil. This became well known. So what we have here is a situation where we have two fellows that it's well known that they bought her and engaged in this type of use. That means that if there's anyone out there that needs to protest, they should have protested within the 3 years. And if they didn't, so then these fellows would have a chazaka. The Rashbam offers an elaborate explanation of this particular case. He also presents 2 lishonos. He prefers the second of the 2 lishonos that he presents. You'll notice in the Rashbam commentary, toward the end of the narrow lines, the circled section, circled comments, the second circle says v'ein nira li klal. He doesn't accept his. What some try to explain at the first in this first entry, and we're going to continue from that point in the Rashbam. The last narrow line says Ela mishalosh shanim rishonos havia chazaka, as opposed to the first opinion that he brought, which stated there would be an immediate chazaka. The Rashbam feels more accurately would be that after 3 years, after the first 3 years, they gain a chazaka, noting of course that over the first 3 years, no one of them had 3 years of use. One had 2 years, and one had the intervening 1 year. Kevon de'ika eide mushtar bein zeloseh kiram rinon lekamon bepirkin shalosh lekuchos mitstarfos. There's a parallel idea expressed later in the perek, which involves 3 separate purchasers over 3 years. There was an original fellow, original owner. He sold it to Mr. One. Mr. 1 sold it to Mr. 2. Mr. 1, after being there a year, sold it to Mr. 2, who remained there for a year. Mr. 2 sells it to Mr. 3, who remains there a year. You have 3 purchasers over 3 years. those can mitzaref. There are three consecutive years of use outside of the original owner. Omar Rav, the kulon b'shtar, provided each one of the transfers of property were done through a shtar, which means there are documents of sale with witnesses signing them. That creates a kul, it creates publicity. Even though in that particular case no one of them was there longer than a year, the 3 years that lapsed establishes a chazakah mishum the mikoyach shtar ko'osu, because these people came there through the strength of a document with witnesses signing it. Ofanami, so to in our case lo shna, in our case where there was a division of use of this maidservant through a document. V'hainu tamad havi chazaka shayilu l'ma'ar limchois b'sof shelosh shanim. The reason that there's a chazaka is because the original owner should have protested. V'einu yochol lomar, and he cannot say the following. Notice we have singular quotation marks in the Rashbam. That means that for the next line and a half, 2 lines, until it closes, this is what he cannot say. Namely, Bishvil Shiroisi Machsik Bedilug, because I saw you using it in alternating fashion, Lo Mochisi, therefore I remain quiet. Shirisi Sofu Lakachatem Oisim, I figure that this is the reason you're doing it in this alternating way. Shatem Yireim Lachsik Shonim Ritsus, because you're afraid, you're thieves, that you don't want to use it in an ownership fashion 3 consecutive years. Okay? All that he cannot say. He can't try to explain his silence based on their alternating use. Shehashtar mochiach shelo b'shvil kein oisim elo shalmanas kein choku shekein yu mishtamshin. The shtar proves that they had their own plan in how to use it, but not because of an attempt to use it in this avoidance fashion, this thief type fashion, but rather they had this particular design in their mind. Continuing in the Gemara, you notice, of course, that we concluded with a slash indicating that there is a new point under discussion. Before we continue with that, once again, we'll take advantage of our topic heading to serve as introduction. The outside part of your page says no say, opposite this point. Karka shechelik mimeno eino basria. Imagine a piece of land that part of it is non-arable. Haim hi niknes cheskas gimel shonim agav shar adoma. Can it be part of the proof of ownership, the we'll call acquisition or proof of ownership, together with the rest of the parcel of land that was arable, was you could cultivate? O bo'inon shishtamesh bo gamkein shimush hamatim lo. Or it could be that true, this part of land is not subject to cultivation, but rather you should have used it, we will insist, in a fashion that's applicable to it. Namely, kagon yivush peros, o lahamodas behemos. Could use it as a piece of land to spread out fruits for drying, or for animals to walk around on. In the Gemara, Omar Rova, Ochla kula chutz mi beis rova, kona kula chutz mi beis rova. If one used a piece of land, but not in its entirety, leaving a beis rova, it's an area measure, this area measure unused, he gains ownership of the area he used, not over the area that he did not use. Omar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. V'lo Amoran, he wants to qualify Rova's din that he does not get a chazaka over that base Rova section. Elo Debar Zriya He. That's only if that small section that he didn't use was arable. Avol Lav Bar Zriya He. Let us say that it was not subject to cultivation. Koni Lo Agavara. He would gain ownership of that unused part, being that it's a non-bar Zriya, together with the part that he did cultivate. maskif lo Rav Bevei bar Abaye, elo me'ato, based on your idea that piece of land, parcels of land that are non-arable, are subject to chazaka, though there was non-use, elo me'ato tsunama, b'ma yikne. What about a piece of land that's rocky, tsunama, bedrock, that forms the surface of the land? How does a person acquire ownership of that? Obviously through some form of use, not like you said, just by being attached to another piece of land. Let's say it's totally bedrock. So there isn't a piece of land together with which it can be acquired. So how will a person gain a chazok on that? Ela ba'ukmi ba chiyusa umishtecha ba piri, by using it in a fashion that's suitable to it, namely by having animals walk over it, or spreading out fruits for drying. So just like you would concede that a piece of land that's entirely bedrock, that's entirely rocky, non-arable, you would concede that it has to be used in its appropriate use. Hachinami, so too when you're dealing with a piece of land, part of which is not non-arable. He should have used that small section, that subsection of land for the animals, inami mishtecha ba'piri, or used it for drying fruits. If he didn't do that, then he gains no chazaka over it. And that Rava's din could be stated as a klal. The original Rava's din was, if he used the piece of land, but did not use it in its entirety, the part he did not use, no matter what its quality is, he will not get a chazaka over that. Again, the Gemara, we have in our Gemara slash mark indicating a new idea that will follow. We also notice geometric forms, which tell us, scan the page, see if you notice recurring forms of the same nature. So as we look immediately, we see a triangle followed by a double underline. If you scan further, do you notice additional triangles and double underlines? You certainly do. You notice on Daf Lamed, if you have that in your possession, if it's a matter of scrolling, then you might attempt to scroll toward that. And if you have a sefer in front of you, you can just glance over to the facing omid. What do these represent? So we'll take advantage of our introductory note on the outside, the mivneh, the structure note. And we also have noted there goes ad lamed omid beis. That means that these triangles will be recurring all the way through to lamed omid beis. And the double underline is highlighting the comment, my boyis. First, the triangle will be surrounding the expression, and we've noted Ahu Diomale the Chavre. One turns to his friend and says, and we've separately noted, my boyis Bahai Besa or Ara, what are you doing in this particular house or piece of land? What are these? Sidra Shel Mikrim. This is a series of events, of cases, Shel Tvias Mocher, Morakama, where an original owner lays a claim. What are you doing here? Utgubas Ha Musak, and the Tgubah, the response of the occupier. We will begin the first of these right now. Hahud Omaleva Chavre, my boy is Bahai Besa. What are you doing in this house, Omale? So the occupier says, Minoch Zavinte, I bought it from you, V'achlis Shnei Chazaka, and I've consumed it, I've been using it, I've been benefiting from it. We're talking about a house, not fruit, so I've been benefiting from it. Shnei Chazaka, three for the years required for Chazaka. Shnei years of Shonim Shel Chazaka, 3 years. Omale, so the original owner says, before we read his claim, we just have to note again, even though we've mentioned this in the past, when he says he's been using it for 3 years, He's saying, I've used it for 3 years. And it's like, I bought it from you, like he said. I bought it from you. And I've used it for 3 years, and you didn't protest. And I don't have the shtar anymore. Sometimes these comments appear a bit terse, but that's how you have to understand it. He's claiming all of these things. Part of the claim is the silence of the owner. Why were you silent? Must be that I am the legitimate owner. If, however, we can explain the silence some other way, then the claim of the occupier is severely weakened or falls away. Amalei, the original owner, says, Ano b'shchuni gavoi havoi. I was in an inner chamber of this house, an inner room. I was with you all over these years. That's why I didn't protest. I've been here too. The Rashbam, Ano b'shchuni gavoi havoi, b'chadorim hapnimim, hoise ikr dirosi, hoise over derech olecho. And I used to, since I was using the inner rooms, I used to cut through your section, meaning the area you were in, not that you're the owner, but I was cutting through the area you were living in. Umishtamishim cho b'bayis chitzon shedartabo, birshusi, v'lachein lo mochisi. And I also used the outer rooms that you were using with my permission. That's why I didn't protest. I've been here all the years, and you were here too with my permission. Asu lekamei d'Rav Nachman. We've just encountered a new form, this diamond. What does it represent? So we're going to take a look at the note on the outside margin, Mivneh. Asu lekamei, Shnei Mikrim Shigiu lefnei Rav Nachman v'Rava. What we're going to do is pause at this point for today. The shiur ends at this point. The reason being that in order to appreciate the Gemara here and the Gemara on the next Omid, on Daf Lamed Omid Aleph, it's necessary to see the cases brought in front of Rav and Rav Nachman in contrast with what happens on Lamed Aleph in one sitting. Therefore, with that, we conclude our shiur for today.